Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Joe. And today's message is through the Holy Spirit with love and kindness. You know, it's for the Christians, the people that are called by his name are Christians. And people that are saved, they have the Holy Spirit because they have repented of their sinful ways and they believe that Jesus came incarnated in human form to die on a cross for you and me, for the sins of the world. And it's the ones that accept him but live for him. Those are the saved ones. Those are the chosen ones. And so it's for you, brothers and sisters, if you're saved today. And so if you brought your Bibles today, please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 15. We're going to read a parable of the lost sheep. You know, God is the shepherd, and we are his sheep. And so it's important to know that we have to live up to God's standards. And he knows we're not perfect. And he knows we're going to make mistakes. And praise God, praise Jesus, that when we ask for forgiveness and we've made that mistake, he forgives us. Amen? Amen. And so now we're going to read about the parable of the lost sheep. And we're going to start reading in verse 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Now, brothers and sisters, if you're familiar with the prodigal son story, that happens to be in the very same chapter. It follows this. It's talking about the same thing. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy what is God's. When you become saved and you get the Holy Spirit, the devil does not stop tempting you. But we have to resist that temptation. Fight it off with the power of the Holy Spirit and rebuke the devil in Jesus' name and he will flee. You know, remember when you first got saved, you didn't receive the Holy Spirit right away. You had to have repented, made proper changes in your life to be worthy to receive the Holy Spirit. And then he filled you with the Holy Spirit, renewed your mind and your heart, and life was good. But sometimes we leave a little crack in there and get into a perpetual sinning, okay? And that's where problems arise. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Brothers and sisters, we know in the book of Hebrew, he tells us that he only chastens the ones he loves. And that's you and me if you're saved today. And so if we get into perpetual sinning in a particular area, he's going to chasten us. People think that that passage of the lost sheep, that he's going to handle you with kid gloves. No. He's going to chasten you to get you to come back home, to crawl back home. And then he's going to reach out with his big arms and hug you. And the angels in heaven, brothers and sisters, are going to be celebrating because you came back home. You were dead. And now you're alive again. So it's so important to examine yourself daily. If you see you're getting into that perpetual sin. Because remember, in Hebrews 10:26, it reads, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. Well, that sacrifice, brothers and sisters, was Jesus dying on a cross for you. And without that, we can't get saved. You have to have that. And so willfully sinning after you receive the knowledge of the truth means you go back sinning the way you did before you were saved. And that's unacceptable. That's not living up to God's standards, and you won't make it. So it's very important. It's very serious that all of us that are born again Christians, we are right with God when he comes to take up his church, when he comes to take you. Nobody knows when he's going to come take you. You've got to be right with God when he comes. You have to have a perfect heart towards God to make it. If you have a perfect heart towards God, you're going to do it what he says. And the important thing is to make those changes. You remember, Jesus tells us, if your eye causes you to sin, better to pluck it out and go to heaven with one eye than to go to hell with two. It doesn't mean literally pluck out your eye, but pluck out what it is causing you to sin by making proper changes. Proper changes, brothers and sisters. Okay? Whatever it is. And only you and God knows what it is. So make those changes. Come back to him. Live for him. And be right with God when he comes. Amen? Amen.